Did the resistance come from the Parsis more than the Iranis? Was there that kind of distinction amongst the resistance to Baba?
No.
From one community or the other?
No, this happened to be in that proximity to us. But you see, I tell you something. Even in Bombay, even our early followers of Mehr Baba had it difficult. Because when they would ask for something, there was an opening. But when they heard the Mehr Baba people, there was suddenly no opening. But there's no, you know, that has. Mm. But the worst was my parents, my family, Baba's family. And I still remember one very interesting incident happened in Dadar, in the King's Circle, Seni. Then if I said, my mother, for the first time and the last time, for some reason, I don't know, because I was with Baba. But when we went to Mysore in 1936, I had this terrible ear operation of mastoid. And in those days, there was no antibiotics, there was no... Whatever it is, there's a lovely story connected with that too. But when we came from that, I had to be in Bombay for a few days with mother. So at that time, mother was staying for, I think, about some months or a year in Bombay. For some reason, she had to stay. So there was a house in Dadar, Parsi colony. So that all the apartments are in taken by the residents. And it's known as the Parsi colony. And, you know, naturally one migrates together where they are. It's a social thing. So in those days, it was the landlord was very keen to have tenants. Now the landlord is very eager to push them out.
To be let, they used to be.
So Baba used to visit. Baba twice visited me, even in the 12 days or certainly not more than 2 weeks I was there for my daily dressing from the hospital. Going by tram with Jal and coming back. So Baba came twice, but he would sometimes anyway go to see mother. He would visit from Mehrabad, go to Bombay, visit mother. And there would be Ramju with him, Barsop with him, Gustaji with him. Gustaji was a Parsi, but he didn't look like it, the way he was dressed with Baba, you see, whatever it is. It looked like some vagabonds, these people. But they were misunderstood because they were alien. They thought they were non-Zoroastrians. The rest of the party called, and you know, anything happens in an alley, all the windows open, you know, and see, each one knows what's happening over there. They know, of course, that she's his mother. Even the adjoining neighbors were harassing her at night, banging on the wall and all kinds of. It always hurt mother. If it didn't hurt her, it wouldn't matter. It didn't hurt father. He didn't care. But it hurt mother. So all the others then went to the landlord and said, if this lady isn't out of the
colony,
we will all go. And that's a big threat. And all signed except three people. The three said, look, this lady has done nothing to harm us. When I come down from the stairs, if we meet, she just says, Saiji. I say, Saiji, why should I wish her out? I'm not going to give three illustrations. But the rest gave, and so the poor landlord came to mother. Mother was a strong lady, strong in the sense, strong-minded. And she said, he wanted her to leave. She said, give me one good reason why I should leave, and I will. And he said, Shirinbai, there's not one reason why you should leave. You're a model tenant, you pay your rent so promptly. Mother would always do things 2 days ahead, no matter whether it was a train to catch or 2 hours ahead. But there was no reason. So mother said, I'm not going. I have done nothing. You make me just fly from here like a criminal. What have I done? So she would not go. But she felt very, very much. You know, it's only happened, I heard later because then I had to go, and a few months later, or 2 months or whatever, all those who signed had to leave. Someone lost their job, someone got news of a death, someone in the family, someone was this, someone, whatever it is, but those three. But that was a feather in my cap, especially for the brothers to tell mother, didn't we tell you so? Didn't we?